Tonight, hey everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country, whatever nook or cranny you call home. First, we start off our shores because this involves our money. Check this out. Are we bailing out one more time, more money, jumping to the aid of the Ukraine in one sense could cost us a pretty penny. So the president's plan to actually confront Russian aggression, thanks to my pal Jeremy for sending me a link to something I actually get, Bloomberg Business Week. They're talking about in an interesting piece that all this aid to the Ukraine, of course, is complicated by what's happening in Congress because of the bailouts and what's happening with the International Monetary Fund, House Speaker John Boehner, and some other on the Hill say increased IMF money isn't necessary to help the Ukraine. Instead, they say the White House is using the aid to persuade Congress to make changes to the IMF that have stalled since the Republicans, let's face it, have the power of the majority. That happened, in 2011? So we've got all kinds of problems with the thing that I scream about all the time, deficits, expenditure of funds and then trying to have to increase them. Somebody who's been a guest on our show, Congressman Patrick McHenry, said, listen, this isn't a new issue for the GOP. On foreign aid and bailouts, conservatives are averse, and it's well known. So the IMF is, and the purpose of throwing this out at the top, the IMF funding is delaying a U.S. aid package to the Ukraine that tied with sanctions for the Russian companies as part of that, too. So senior Russian and pro-Russia-Ukrainian officials, that was supposed to act as a deterrent to Putin. Oh, well, too late for that, huh? But since they started debating the plan, the troops pressed into the Crimea, had a referendum, and took that piece of the puzzle. So where are we? $63 billion. The U.S. contributed, did you know this or forgot it, or didn't know this, $100 billion, let me say that number again, $100 billion credit line in 2009 to an emergency pool of money that was supposed to boot the IMF war chest during any kind of global recession. So they transfer about $63 billion from that pool into the fund's permanent resources to boost the U.S. share at the fund or implement a 2010 international agreement. So now the Senate is going to hold a procedural vote March 24th on Ukraine aid and whatever the legislation is. The bill would authorize $1 billion in loan guarantees and sanctions against Ukrainians and Russians that are deemed responsible, if you will, for corruption and violence. So the House passed its aid plan back on March 6th. So we sit in the same positions over and over and over again, don't we? I mean, are we not fatigued by all of this? I'd say we are. I'd say we're done. And unfortunately, the situation in the Ukraine is not going anywhere. They actually conceded defeat at the Crimea. They're pulling away from that, going back to Kiev, any soldiers that were left. And the Ukrainian leader is saying, we need your help, America, please. We need your help to try to push off Putin. And from the G8, it's been whittled down to the G7 because Putin was booted from that. So there's a lot of things afoot here when it comes to what's happening in the Ukraine because the troops haven't just disappeared. They're still hovering around. They're still hovering. The story that everybody is going to be talking about tomorrow is going to be, has this plane been found? off the coast of Perth, Australia. Flight 370-777, they spotted two objects in the Indian Ocean that are related to the search, they think, possibly, of the plane. They found something that looked like it could be the tail. And the Prime Minister actually addressed it. And, in fact, they talked to Malaysian Airlines, has talked to the families of the people that were on board the flight. So it makes you think, this has got to be some serious chunk of information. They say the largest piece was about 79 feet, 24 meters long, 79 feet, and 79 feet. So on the type of plane we're talking about, could be tail. I mean, and that's a pretty big piece of the plane to have survived that, if that's in fact what it is. But the Australians are all over it, and this recovery and all the ships heading there, this is going to be what you continue to see throughout the day. Is this what's now been found? I mean, is this the first break? I mean, the objects that they saw, by the way, were in the heart of what they call the Indian Ocean gyre. So there's no current movements in that area, and it's notorious. This makes sense now. It's notorious for trapping debris. And they call it a garbage patch, so that's where it could have gotten caught in the net. Could have gotten caught in the net. All right, quickly, if you didn't fill out a bracket and you feel like it just for the heck of it, or because you want to compare them to see how well you do, or you want to win $1 billion, which is so unlikely, but what the heck, Warren Buffett threw it out there. You just go to yahoosports.com, fill it in. You don't have to really know anything. It's like I said, you just pick a bunch of teams. But the team I like to win it all is Duke, and here's what Coach K had to say about his team.
I'm proud of our team. You know, we're a young group, and we've relied on our best player being a freshman, and he's had a sensational year. He's named, National Freshman of the Year, Jabari Parker, and Rodney Hood's our second best player, and it's his first year with us. And so there are fluctuations that occur as a result of that, but never too bad. Every draw is a tough draw in the tournament, no matter what people say, because it's one and done. And then it's just a matter of your matchup and the outlook of the team that you're playing against.
Yep, one and done, and then that's it. He's right, and he's somebody who knows, one of the all-time great college hoop coaches in the game. And so here we go, March Madness, the $1 billion, all the hoopla over that. And probably in an office where you work, somebody somewhere has a bracket, and you might be involved in that. And if you are, you have very little time to get it in, so you have to scramble and make that happen. Just another thing to keep track of, right? Coming up, a conversation with Dr. Jane Orion about this missing plane and some of the theories that are still floating out there. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Disappearance of Flight 370. Of course, that was that flight from Kuala Lumpur that was headed to China. And as we know now, this giant 777 is missing. One of our favorite guests, she's been on America Tonight several times, Dr. Jane Orion, who's the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, wrote just an excellent piece about the disappearance of this flight that has a lot of us just questioning what is going on, and even in relationship to the TSA. So, Doc, thanks for coming on once again, America Tonight.
Well, everybody's certainly thinking about this, so thanks for letting me talk about it.
Yeah, so you're somebody who travels a lot. So when you heard this story, what was your initial reaction to what happened here?
Well, it's just everyone stops to think, well, is air travel becoming much more dangerous? Things have certainly changed recently. This is an unprecedented thing for a huge airplane like that just to disappear. Everyone thought, well, at first that it crashed, but really you should be able to find wreckage all over the place. And now we have good evidence that it was flying for maybe 7 hours.
Yeah, and that's such a scary thing. And you ask the question, you talk about it. You say, is there anything we as passengers can do to help ourselves? So how do you answer that one?
That's a pretty tough question once you're on the plane and an event is happening. I think that one thing that occurred to people because of the reports of United Flight 93, I think it was 93, wasn't it, on 9/11, where people were making cell phone calls to their loved ones, telling them what was going on. And we were wondering, why weren't there any cell phone calls from this Malaysian Airlines flight? Because it should have been pretty apparent that the airplane was turning off course. And there are people who are quite alert to those things and would have recognized it. I think many things apparently have changed since then, that maybe the cell phone towers are not as easily accessible from the air as they used to be, but there are satellite phones, and there was apparently nothing. So you have to wonder, what did happen? Were there no passengers able to sound an alarm or try to report what was going on? Which leads you to wonder, what happened to all of them? It could just be a technical problem, or could they all be dead?
Yeah.
Or unconscious?
Absolutely. And as a doctor, you know this, we're talking about this, you get to a certain level and you just can't breathe anymore. You're rendered unconscious, as you said. It's, you know, 45,000 feet, boom, you're done, right?
Well, that's true. Or even at the regular cruising altitude, that's why they tell you to put your oxygen mask on first if the oxygen mask dropped down. And this is one thing we could all learn from, even if nothing terrible like the disappearing flight happens to us. If there is a cabin depressurization, which does happen from time to time, follow their directions. Put that mask on. They don't tell you why they give you that instruction, because they don't want to alarm you. But the fact is, at a high enough altitude, you may only have less than a minute of useful consciousness. So if you don't put your mask on then, you can't help yourself or anybody else. So it's very important to know that. And just that one little fact could someday save your life.
Yeah, I agree. I brushed over the TSA, but how do you feel about the TSA as somebody who's gone in and out of different airports and done the X-ray thing and all of that? Does that make you feel safer?
No, it absolutely doesn't. And I guess one time I even made a remark to somebody after she had inspected me. Boy, and now I feel so much safer, and I don't think she really appreciated that. Of course, I know that I'm not a threat, and neither are the other little old ladies going through there. And it's just a huge expense and waste of time, and it concentrates people in a crowded area, which would look as though it might be an ideal opportunity for a terrorist. I think it's not very helpful. I think it maybe gives people the impression that we're doing something. But it really isn't a very intelligent way to screen people. The Israelis, I've read, have a much more sophisticated and reliable system that each person who goes through there is interviewed briefly, I think more than once, by people who are very skilled at picking up falsehoods, dishonesty, nervousness, just things that are inappropriate, so that they can more carefully look at those people.
Yeah, and of course, it's as you say, it couldn't be safer when you're talking about El Al and Israel for what they do. And part of that is because they watch the behavior patterns of people. But in the United States, that makes people a nervous wreck because it's politically incorrect. This isn't the right thing to do. And why would we look at people that way? But to me, I say that's ridiculous because it's already happening, as you mentioned. Why are they pulling over certain people already? For what reason?
Well, it makes a lot of sense to target people who are statistically more likely to be able to do something. Someone who's young, strong, and male is a whole lot more likely to be able to pull off a violent hijacking than a little old lady or an 8-year-old child. I mean, even use some common sense.
Yeah, I agree. And I mentioned this before, because you lecture and travel in lots of different places, You're a veteran traveler, so you're not thinking about this kind of stuff when you get on the plane, are you? Or do you look around, look at some of the people, figure out, well, if I have to do this, here's one thing I can do. Do you kind of do that security check or no?
I've been trying to have more what they call situational awareness than I did in the past. And I think that's probably a good idea to practice at all times. We live in a dangerous world. And just looking around and paying attention, you see what normal people look like, what they act like. I think certainly that's something they teach you in Israel, that if somebody is just in the wrong place at the wrong time, dressed inappropriately, is out on the street without a briefcase during working hours, something like that, if someone's in the airport and they just aren't acting the way people in airports act, then you might want to pay a little more attention. They say if you see something, say something, and maybe you don't want to do that right away, but it might make a lot of sense just to strike up a conversation with the person. I mean, if you go up to a normal person and say, well, are you going to be on this flight? Where are you staying tonight? They would just probably just answer the question.
Yeah.
But if someone is planning to die in flight, he might have a different kind of reaction. So.
Yeah, but. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. As somebody who is a medical doctor, and then you're on flights like this, have you ever been? Sometimes this has happened with me, where the captain comes on and says, "Is there a doctor on board?" Have you ever had to respond to any kind of emergency in the skies?
Yeah, I have. I have a couple of times, and it turned out that it wasn't that bad an emergency, but they did need someone to evaluate a patient who was having trouble deciding whether what his status was. Did they need to try to land sooner, get the paramedics involved right away. I think it just reassured everybody, and sometimes you could do something really, really helpful. But just being there and making an assessment is helpful to the flight crew.
Yeah, boy, that's true. What do you think ultimately, because as I said, this is the buzz in the backyard, and this is what caught my attention and why we had you on, and we're talking about all these different angles with this. What do you think, Doc? Give me your best guess. I mean, and of course, we're all just taking a stab at it. What do you think the end result is going to be? Are we going to find that plane?
I wouldn't. I think that we probably will, because I think that if it was stolen for a reason, it's going to be used sometime. I don't know when. I've heard a lot of wild speculation about exactly how it could be used. I don't know. Some people say, well, it would be a weapon of mass destruction. Well, airplanes are not good for weapons of mass destruction. For one thing, they're just much less effective than bombs. But if they're going to be used that way, they have to get into your airspace. How are they going to do that? There's been a lot of speculation about how that can occur. Some people have suspected that there were people on board that they wanted to kidnap who were specialists in some type of weapons technology, and they were going to say, okay, you're going to be working for us now because we would like to have this technology for cloaking an airplane, which really sounds like something out of science fiction. You know, right now it's really just wild speculations as why did they do this. But it maybe was just to create a diversion, and so everybody in the world with search capabilities is going to be looking for that airplane and not paying attention to troop movements or other significant events that might be going on at a time of crisis in the Ukraine. It might just be a diversion.
Yeah, that's what if it's not some flat-out terroristic thing, that's what I think could just be in a different way a diversion, which I guess in itself would be kind of similar to what we're saying here. Very sad. And I hope for the sake of the people on the ground who are waiting for word, they get some. There's never any closure when something horrific happens, Doc, as you know. But let's hope that they find something out that they can tell these people, because they're just irate and they're not getting very many answers actually from the Malaysian authorities, which is too bad.
Well, apparently there has not been very good communication about what information is available. And maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe there's something really sinister and important going on.
Yeah.
And it can't be revealed.
No.
But we live in a dangerous world, and from the American standpoint, people don't like us, they don't respect us. And it's more important than ever to wonder who's piloting our airplane.
Boy, no kidding. Dr. Jade Orion, thanks so much for popping on ATM with us.
My pleasure.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Michigan State, bring it home for me. It's been a while since I won my pool.
All right, that's the president talking about his March Madness bracket. Some of you listening to the show have probably filled one out. Others are like, ugh, who cares? Except for that, how many Americans will end up spending time watching games that they normally would have no idea or no clue about what was happening? The answer to that is a ton, an unbelievable amount of people will not be going to work or going to work late as it gets closer to the championship game because they're going to be tied up watching to see if their team won, especially if $1 billion is on the line. March Madness is something that just draws people's attentions away from whatever it is that they do, especially if they work during the daytime. So third shifters, it's not as big of a deal because they're not playing then. And, you know, with these brackets, this $1 billion challenge, and there's all kinds of other challenges and all that sort of stuff, it's made it, I think, even that much bigger. Millions and millions of people will play it. It's just the pools are a form of sports betting on the Division I championships. It's like a rite of passage in this country. A bracket is that form, because somebody asked me, what is a bracket? A bracket is a form that you complete online or print out, and it's pretty easy. It's just got, you know, it's pretty easy, the form. I had three people ask me that because you just, you know, you go through the lines and you fill them in. That's, you know, it's nothing scientific to doing that. Now, to picking the winners is one thing. Jack from Down Under says, last year I got every first round game wrong, so I'm not even trying this year. Way to go, Jack. You're not going to waste all that time trying to figure it out. I will tell you mine. I picked the winner to be Duke. They tell you to have a tiebreaker score, and I put 75-70. My final four, Florida, Arizona, Duke, and North Carolina. Probably different than a lot of other people, although the Florida choice is popular and the Arizona choice is popular. And, you know, you can analyze this forwards and backwards. It's kind of like what I say when we do nail the score and you go through and look at offenses and defenses and yada yada and break it down. But in the end, it's one and done. So even if somebody is an elite team, it does not mean that they will automatically whip their way through the bracket. That's why people are fascinated with it. And that's what started the popularity of March Madness in the United States, I think. Because of the length of the tournament, the teams, all of that, how much it became big on TV. And they say that employers, seriously, I wasn't joking about how many millions of people miss the games, because you've got ESPN, CBS, Fox Sports, all of them that have contests and stuff. And they say that they see a change. They see an increased number of sick days, extended lunch breaks, and rescheduling conference calls and all that stuff, because they're paying attention to handicappers and other people and what's happening, and to see their brackets, so they get hooked into whatever the team is. And they talk about upsets, and we had R.J. Bell on, and if you go to AmericaTonight.net, what you missed, RJ's there, because some people have asked me about would I have anyone on to prep a little bit more. And statistically, you can use the statistics to round out your bracket and figure out where you want something to go. But I'll say it again, it's one and done, so you just fill them in the way you want to fill them in, and you don't worry about it, because it's a game. I mean, if somebody gets $1 billion for a perfect bracket, which the odds are infinitesimal. I mean, it's ridiculous, the odds of having a perfect bracket. It would just be crazy. It would be crazy if somebody hit that. I mean, it would be unbelievable. Then you would get $1 billion from Warren Buffett. I mean, I'm sure it'd be the strangest feeling ever. And I would think if anyone does hit it, it's going to be somebody who's not really paying attention to hoops, and they just kind of fill it in, I bet. But I wouldn't bet the ranch that somebody hits it. I really wouldn't do that. I mean, there's a whole bracket thing to this, because these are 18 and 19 year old kids, and maybe a little older, but who are playing the game. So much riding on the hopes of that. There's so much for that. And there's all these sheets, and these probabilities, and the higher seeds, and the matchups, and how many matchups are there, and there are like 615 matchups across 20 different statistics to take advantage of what is the separation between winners and losers, and, you know, what region is likely to blow up, where you have maybe a Cinderella team or whatnot. And that's when you're looking at the 5 and the 12 seeds and looking, I guess, for value in that. So I'll throw that out. I don't know if it'll be much help or not. In the Midwest, boy, it's tough to go against Wichita State. And I think all the amazing success that they've had, and who says they can't reach the Final Four? Who says they can't do that? And, you know, even though there's a disparity between them and some of the other teams, if they spread their offense out, do the things they did that got them there in the first place, I mean, who knows? They can end up in the same position. So what's going to be the big shocker this year? The Cinderella team that keeps on going, that everybody adopts. In one sense, it could be Wichita State. Wichita State could probably surprise a lot of people. Villanova is another one of those teams, too, out of the East. They're the number 2 seed, and they can meet the weakest 3 seeds And if that happens, they could go way deeper in the tourney, which was my reason for saying that I thought that was going to happen. If they get lucky and hit those seeds that aren't quite up to their level, then that makes them get through further, and then it gives them a bigger chance of competing in the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and then ultimately the championship game. So it's interesting, we're talking about brackets, and the president mentioning who he thought was going to win, Michigan State. And while that's going on, did you realize every second your premium is going up? I saw another story today that I don't know why I should be so shocked by all of this, because I'm not, because we've talked about the law and we've had people on to talk about it. But Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is trying to downplay all the concerns that people have for the premiums in health care. Rates are going to increase in 2015. She's saying it'll grow slower than in the past, and that the increases are far less significant than what they were prior to the Affordable Care Act. But I think that that's short-sightedness or blinders on or something, because I've heard nothing but that from people who are already seeing increases. I mean, who's going to cover the costs in these exchanges to cover the sick people? It's got to be the other people, the healthy people feeding into it. So I think it's disappointing for so many people, and so many of the emails that we got from you had to do with premiums and deductibles, but you couldn't get the Cadillac service because it would cost you double what you were paying anyway. So the health exchanges are the reason why Obamacare is in such jeopardy, because they're relying that 20 and 30-year-olds are going to sign up close to the March 31st enrollment deadline. But it's not really looking that way in conversations that have been held with insurers. They're getting a lot of people that want to make appointments, all that sort of stuff. The answer is no. The answer is no. So insurance commissioners are going to release the rates sometime this summer. Usually when they're approved, insurers could also leak their rates earlier as a kind of a political statement. In some states, commissioners are the ones that have the authority to deny certain rate increases, and that could help prevent some of the more dramatic hikes. I mean, this is the thing. Some people are just playing by the book, getting the insurance, and then they're going to be blown away when they see the changes in their policy. And they just don't know. I mean, listen, the guy who helped design the Affordable Care Act said, the bottom line is we don't know. Premiums are rising 7 to 10% a year before the law. So the question is whether we will see a continuation of that sort of single-digit increase or whether it's going to be larger. Even with signups that are over 5 million. Even if that's the case. Because still you have the thing about the healthy people mixed in with the others. You have to have the healthy people to feed off of the, or help cover the sick people. Otherwise, that's where those premiums go staggering. So isn't that interesting? We're talking about picking basketball teams and seeds, and we seg into Obamacare and the fact that the premiums are going up, and they already were, 7 to 10%. Some people say it's going to be much, much higher than that. All right, coming up in our final segment for this hour anyway with me, Kate Delaney, Mailbag. That's next here on ATN.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa,
it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones,
Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network.
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All figured out, yeah, you got a plan.
Once again, one of my favorite things we do here on America Tonight is listen to what you have to say. And you flood me with amazing emails. So let's take a second, walk down to the mailroom, and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
So first up is Olivia, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I started listening to your show about a year ago. I have to say I like the addition of Nathan. He's pretty cool when he jumps in with you. And I've always loved Matt. I wonder how much fun you guys are having doing radio." You know, I love those kind of questions because we don't get them often. We love it. Of course, all of us like doing what we're doing. And there's nothing better when you have passion for your job, no matter what it is. And we have a lot of fun with all the listeners and the mailbags and the jokey segments and, of course, the serious stuff that we're pounding on and pouncing on every single night. This one from Teddy. Teddy says, "Kate, how'd you fill out your brackets? Who do you have winning it all?" Yeah, I'll give the breakdown later, but I've got Duke winning the whole thing. And I know people are going to go, "Oh, Duke, but I picked Florida. I picked Arizona." I'll tell you the method for this and the reason for my madness. Because Coach K, the Coach K factor is always huge. And Parker, and the fact that it's his last year and he's one of the best players in the league, that's the reason why I picked Duke. All right, we are springing along here. This one from Darren. "Kate, first time I've emailed the show. This Malaysian plane that's missing. More and more, I used to think it was just ridiculous when people would call in and tell you, oh, it's terrorism, and oh, the plane is being loaded with nukes. I don't know that the plane's being loaded with nukes, but I do think it's an act of terrorism. And each and every day, little pieces of evidence to that and information starts to come out, and it makes you really believe it. So I'm going to say terrorism has something to do with this. And when it's all said and done, let's hope they unravel it before somebody gets hurt. And those poor passengers, hopefully the parents and the loved ones of the people who were on the plane find some sense of peace somehow. But I know it's going to be really, really tough. Darren, also jumping on the Malaysian thing. Kate, what in the world happened to that 777? Yeah, that's the mystery, huh? Look for it on the Discovery Channel and the History Channel and everything else in between in the near future. This is the buzz in the backyard because how do we wrap our minds around a giant plane evaporating? And the answer is we don't. We don't know what happened. There are all these different clues and crazy things that looks like happened in the cockpit. To me, if you ask me, and I've said this on the show, it points to some kind of terroristic thing, whether it's some idiot hot-dogging it to try to show off for Al-Qaeda or something else, but what about the people on the plane? That's where the mystery really lies. So 45,000 feet, boom, they're done. No oxygen, no cell phones. It makes sense, because how do you stop and silence all those cell phones? That would be the way to do it, because they'd have no idea what hit them. Very, very sad, isn't it? It's very sad. Very sad for those people, and there was an American on board, and I've talked about that a lot, and his family. Absolutely distraught and heartbroken, certainly, over this. And here's one from John, who listens to us in Florida. Hello, Kate. It's interesting, the earthquake that we just had in Los Angeles, boy, I heard it described once that L.A. was kind of like jello, and it just shakes all over the place. And if you saw those fault lines, boy, you'd freak out. I think you mentioned one time that you lived in Cali. Thank goodness you got out, eh? I like the A at the end there. I liked living in California, but it was so far away from everyone I knew. And the time that there was the quake when I was there, and the newsroom just, I said this before, it kind of felt like a wave sensation went over me. And so it was strange. It's strange to go through that. But I all the people from California knew immediately what to do. They ducked and didn't faze them so much. But the rest of us, yeah, it's a little scarier. And that's part of the deal of when you live in California, you deal with the fact that at any second, it could be the big one. And people always say that. Well, hopefully we won't see the big one. Yeah, they're talking about it, but yeah, everything's okay, knock on wood, and that's what happens. Here's one from Janice, who says, Kate, thank you for all the coverage you provide about healthcare and everything in between, the doctors that you talk to, people with their own practices, people connected to hospitals, people that also are struggling and trying to figure out what to do. And I think Dr. Elena George, who you had on the other night, was just brilliant. She was talking about some alternatives, and I hope those alternatives really get boosted up. It's the premiums that are going to skyrocket and make it even more difficult for folks. And the fact that you have, in some cases, a $6,000 deductible is, let's face it, catastrophic coverage. That's really what you're getting there. So you combine the two, and what is the advantage of Obamacare? What's the advantage of that? And we always get stuff on health care. That's not a surprise. Here's one from Stephen, and Stephen says, hi, America, tonight. Wondering when you would bring back the Daily Salute. I've heard you mention it a couple of times. In fact, I think you actually did one the other day. I love when you do that, because it's random and who knows who it's going to be. And with everything in between that we talk about that's so bloody negative, it's nice to have just that little tiny sliver, as you would say, of hope. So keep doing that, sister. That's one of my favorite things that you do. All right, we'll keep doing it. Of course, there's always good things that are happening. How about this one from Mad Capper, who says, Katie Kate, who you picking, dog, for, yeah, like that, for the ultimate champion in the NCAAs this time around, March Madness? Okay, the answer is, and I'm going to tell you later how I arrived at this, but my answer is Duke, because I wanted to rock the boat a little bit, because I looked at how horrific they were playing at times during the season. I say horrific where they were losing, and I'm picking them. I'm picking Duke to win the whole thing by a nose. We got another one here from Claire that has nothing to do with basketball. Claire says, Kate, you're talking a lot about 2016 and who's going to run for prez. It seems like it's a done deal with Hillary Clinton. Do you think she really, really is going to run, or she's just enjoying all this attention because she's like a rock star? Not that she might not have been before, but now even more, everywhere she goes, people are snapping photos, talking to her, holding her hands, all that kind of stuff. So I think it really looks like there's no doubt that she is going to be the candidate. What do you think? Well, I've talked about it all along. So if you were going to bet on a sure thing, which we don't know what's going to happen in March Madness, I would bet on that because she wanted this the last time around. She wanted it the first time around is when she really wanted it, and it didn't happen for her. It was about Barack Obama. So this time, I think this is a layup that she's going to get it, that she wants it, that she's going to get it, and then that's it. And it's who is running against her. Who is running against her? And now there's stories being floated about, oh, she might not do it, but I think that's just to test the, resolve of the people who really want Clinton to be there. That's all that's about. I really do. I don't think she's not going to, unless there's some kind of health problem, I don't understand why she wouldn't do that. She's wanted this from the beginning, and that's not necessarily a huge secret. It's not. They might be a little bit ambivalent, but it's because it's a far way off in the future. And, you know, Clinton pretty much is running ahead of most of the potential Republican candidates and all of the Democrats. So the Democrats believe that this is just be too hard for her to step away from this with all the fawning and all the love that she's getting and the fact that she really wanted it the first time around. This is it. You only live once. This is her last shot. If she has any shot at getting the nomination, running that whole thing, it has to be now. It can't be 4 years from now, 8 years from now. That's it. She'll be toast. There's no way that's going to happen. So without a doubt, she will be the Democratic nominee, barring something unforeseen. All right, and one last one quickly. We're going to throw this in. Jake in Austin says, Kate, I am very faithful, and you know that. I'd never cheat on you. Every single show, almost, I send you an email. I promise I'm going to call in the next couple of weeks. What'd you think of the marriage of Phil Jackson and the Knicks? They're giving him full authority to build his kind of team. I'm a Knicks fan. You're brilliant at sports. I remember listening to you in New York, so I wanted your opinion. Well, I'm not brilliant, but I love that. Thank you. Phil Jackson getting the team to run it the way he wants to, taking full control, is a big deal. If he didn't get full control, I would say that it would be a different story. However, he has the fiance, Jeannie Buss, who runs the Lakers, so there's a bizarre scenario side story going on there. Hey, thanks for all your emails. Remember, you can shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.